last time on Oz Hour.
Oh my god. Last time last time on Oz Hour. What happens? Okay. Pawn, he goes to the king to basically be like, surrender. You're gonna surrender to us. Because no one else could go for some reason. And the Scarecrow is like, yeah, you're gonna go. And I'm not going to go. And of course, he gets beaten almost to death. They come back and they're like, oh, that sucks. And Scarecrow is like, okay, well, maybe I'm going to go. And and then we get pulled back to our missing boy, Button Bright. And he finds our best friend, the orc, in Orkland, because it's actually really not that far away. And so he's there, they're there. He's telling him all the tea, the drama, what's going on. And he's like, okay, let's go. So they go. And what's going on? What's going on? They're there. Oh, the Scarecrow goes. And then he gets tied up. And then is almost going to get burned to death in front of everyone. Like it's the fucking like Salem witch trials or something. And so then he's there. But then last minute before he gets burned to pieces, Orc comes in and saves the day. Done.
Hi there, and welcome to episode 58 of Oz Hour, the only place where you can hear everything you never knew about the wonderful and strange land of Oz.
That's right. With the help of some alcohol, we will be discussing each of the 14 books in L. Frank Baum's Wizard of Oz series.
Today, we will be continuing with Book 9, The Scarecrow of Oz, covering chapters 19 through 21.
We're your hosts, Blake Stone.
And Wyatt Swingham.
And joining us, as always, is our resident Oz initiate,
Anna Gowdy.
Hello, mate.
Oh, we're from different continents, ain't we?
Okay. You were doing French, you were doing Australian, you went to British.
Oh.
So
we're diverse.
We're
here.
Diverse. No, yeah. I said we, but I wasn't saying it was only the two characters.
The royal we. Okay.
I'm just gonna leave you to the intro in the future, Hannah. I shouldn't have joined you out there.
I like a collab.
Let's work it out on the remix. You just played last time on where you recapped what happened last time on Oz Hour. That only took you a minute and 20 seconds to cover. Yeah. And I'm not sure how like you gauge success for something like this. I mean, nothing really happened last time.
Yeah. It wasn't a lot to recap.
Well, I felt like I said a lot of something.
It was just like the one thing about the Scarecrow and the fire. The rest of it was kind of just like going back and forth between the palace and Pawn's Hut.
That's true.
I will also say that Button Bright didn't go to Orkland.
Oh my god, no, the orc went back to
Yeah, the orc came back and he's like, it's really far.
I didn't even know.
I didn't think it was so close.
Charlie, yeah. Play it back. Before we started recording tonight, Wyatt went ahead and whipped up some cocktails. What do we have here on this cold December evening?
Tonight we are drinking a heart warmer, the recipe for which you can find at our Instagram on Oz Hour Podcast, or no, at Oz Hour Podcast. It's sort of a hot toddy. It's more or less a hot toddy.
Okay.
But be careful slurping this one, folks. Don't burn your lips and gums.
Right. I'm curious about that cocktail name. Hey, that's yummy.
That's good. That's a honey lovely
maple syrup.
That's sugar pie honey bunch.
Oh, I could drink 10 of those.
Chapter 19, The Conquest of the Wicked Witch. Oh, wait, no. Chapter 19, The Conquest of the Witch.
How dare you say the Wicked Witch?
Sorry, I know.
So, so now that King Cruel has been defeated, one of the orcs is sent to Pawn's Hut to like let all the kids know.
Yeah, because everyone's just hiding there, like, waiting to see what happens, basically. Because the Scarecrow left them there.
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
So they don't even know
that he almost just got
They
fucking...
have no idea. Yeah. They probably... I'm like, did they see the flames?
If they saw that,
they would be already leaving.
Yeah, they'd be going away.
The orc would have bumped into them on the way. Yeah.
Well, it said that the fire could be seen from miles away, even during the daytime.
Yeah, maybe they just weren't looking.
Actually, now that I'm thinking about how bright that would be, that's insane. Okay. Well, anyway.
When they got the good news, Pawn, Gloria, Trot, and Button Bright make their way down to the castle. And they're surprised to see that the Scarecrow is wearing the king's crown and he's sitting in the throne while everyone is bowing at his feet.
Yeah.
And we got King Scarecrow back.
So they kind of like enter and they like also bow because they're like, what the hell's going on in here? Like, okay, cool. But then Cap'n Bill, who is a grasshopper still, jumps from Trot's arm up to the Scarecrow and he's like, hey, isn't Gloria supposed to be the queen? Like, yeah. Didn't we have a deal?
The Scarecrow shakes his head and he's like, you stupid fool. Did you really believe that I would give up this power?
Oh my God, what is this?
Just kidding. The Scarecrow is like, no, Gloria's going to be the queen, but her heart's still frozen. She can't be a good queen with a frozen heart. No. Like, so I'm going to sit on the throne while we get that figured out.
Get Glinda, Scarecrow. Do you not have her on speed dial?
Yeah, isn't why Glinda do we reading
also,
all this?
Also, yeah, Glinda, yeah. What are you doing,
why do
actually?
We have to go get Glinda? Glinda, yeah. Just come here, dude.
Well, there is one other alternative, though, because the Scarecrow turns to the orcs and he's like, hey, can you find Blinky the Witch? She's somewhere in Jinxland and she did this. And the orcs
that
are like,
crazy
oh.
bitch?
Well, the orcs are like, yeah, if she's here, we can go grab her. And the Scarecrow's like, okay, bring her to me and I'll decide what to do with her.
Eyes in the skies. Eyes yeah. in the skies.
Yeah, dude, literally. And there's, 50, in the skies. There's 50 orcs. They're like up in the air, yeah. Like, it ain't me. It ain't me. I ain't no senator's son. Oh, no.
Oh, patriotic. I get it.
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
That is a Vietnam War era song. Everyone knows that.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Listeners, it's not me, it's them.
Well, the orcs do form a squadron, and they do blast off up into the sky to search every inch of the land. And they're up there for a while, I think. It doesn't.
No, it's actually quite quick.
It's, really quick. It's the fastest thing like, ever.
Actually, by the time you finish that sentence, they had already found her and brought her back. But no, they're flying over Jinxland very quickly because there's so many of them. They've got these great eyes. They find, and Jinxland is tiny. They find Blinky. It's just really funny because the book specifically says all of that. It says Jinxland is small. Their eyes are great. They're in the sky. They can see everything and they find her quickly. Says.
Oh, okay. Well, when you copy paste the book into your notes, you happen to know the exact words they use.
Okay. And it's getting personal. Blinky's hiding under a bush. Yeah. They see two little boots sticking out, toes down, not like in the movie. Okay. Toes down. She's hiding under a bush. Oh no.
And one
come on.
What?
Hide it under a bushel. No, I'm gonna let it shine.
Oh.
I didn't grow up with
that's
that.
Not the lyric that I would remember. Hiding under a bushel.
Blinky is hiding under a bush, though.
No.
Blinky is hiding under a bush, though, and her little legs are sticking out, and one of the orcs sees it and whistles. And then, like, three orcs swoop down and grab her.
Oh, and they my
just,
God.
It's like a salmon catching a trout.
All of a sudden, I don't like
river.
The orcs anymore. I don't
I know,
like that.
Because they're huge. And
yeah,
they're
predators.
They each have four arms with little hands on them, too. So there's like 12 arms just grabbing her. And they have her by the clothes. And she's like screaming and like writhing. But they're just like grabbing her and like kneading her.
Yeah, she's stop. Defying gravity for sure.
Yeah.
So they take her back to the royal palace where the Scarecrow is waiting for her, and the Scarecrow tells her, he's like, I command you gently but firmly to undo the witchcraft you've performed against Gloria. And Blinky is literally like,
she spits on the ground
as if,
yeah,
what?
She says she's gonna turn them all into pigs and make them dig around in the mud.
Yeah, she says, oh, I defy you.
Yeah,
you will be in front of me in a moment. The Scarecrow is like, that really sucks that you're being like this, because Glinda gave me a box
God.
I was only gonna open it in the case of an emergency.
I'm scared.
And he like turns to Trot and he's like, Trot, little girl, would you agree that this is an emergency? And Trot's like, goo goo gaga.
I just pee pee.
And Scarecrow says, very good. And he agrees. And so he opens up that box. And he is like, kind of like walking toward Blinky in this moment anyway. So he like opens the box and just like, throws the contents on her.
It's this white powder. He throws it in her face.
Yeah.
And it's like kind of like acid floating around on her. She like scrambles away.
Yeah.
Like she's like, ah.
She shrinks away from it. And then she begins to literally shrink. She starts to get smaller and smaller.
Oh my God.
And it's kind of slow. Like
it was a berry smoothie.
It's
yeah, exactly. Slow.
It's giving glee.
Yeah. Oh my God.
But she is screaming and she is like, oh my God, did Glinda give you another box? Like, is there an antidote? And the Scarecrow is like, yeah, there is. And she's like, throw it on me quick, like fucking throw the antidote on me, please. I'll do anything you want.
And Blinky's going crazy this whole time. Like she is like,
I wonder like
set
if it,
off.
Do you think it like hurts?
I don't think so. I think she just knows what's happening. I mean, obviously she knows she's shrinking.
She's shrinking into nothing.
Yeah.
Oh, and my God.
So, but it's going kind of slow. It's not like she's at the size of the Scarecrow's knee yet or anything, but she's like getting visibly shorter and like compressing, I guess. And so the Scarecrow's like, yeah, like I'll give you the powder, but like you have to do what I want first. And she's like, what do you want? Like, what could you possibly want me to do?
What I just literally asked you 2 seconds ago, you
already
stupid, ugly
told
bitch.
You to undo the bad thing. So, like, why are you asking that?
Then he skips that first one he already asked for some reason. And he's like, you made Cap'n Bill a grasshopper. Fix it now.
Okay.
And she's like, oh my God. Like, literally, she's like, where's the grasshopper? Bring me the grasshopper.
Yeah,
the
grasshopper. Literally, she's like,
here, let me do it. That's easy. Easy work.
And Cap'n Bill obviously wants to be turned back. So he jumps right up onto the Scarecrow's shoulder. He's like, I'm right here. Like,
hear me
something.
Roar.
Yeah. Yeah.
But Blinky is just like, Himinakana somebody samanana. Himinakana somebody banana. Eke pepe poope poope. Take keke poopa tite. Boom. Cap'n Bill turns back into an old sailor man while he's still on the Scarecrow's shoulder. They go to the ground.
Yeah. He crushes the Scarecrow, but not in like a painful way, obviously. And Scarecrow stands back up and he's just fine. And Trot goes and like hugs Cap'n Bill. And there's like a reunion because now he's finally a human again. But at this point, Blinky is half of her normal size. She has shrunk from probably what, 5 feet tall to 2.5 feet tall.
Yeah.
Oh no.
She's really little, like dangerously little at this point.
Like someone can crush her.
Yeah.
Yes. And she is begging for the other box. She's like, please, Scarecrow, please, like, give me the antidote. And he's like, nope, not yet. You need to melt Princess Gloria's frozen heart first. Mm-hmm. And Blinky is scared now.
She's like crying.
Because she's like, I can't do that. Like, that is so hard to do. Like, that's gonna
be. You're gonna have to figure it out.
And she's like, and I'm also getting smaller every
minute.
She's
like, I don't.
So it gets harder
time.
Every minute. And the Scarecrow literally is just like, well, you must.
Yeah, he doubles down.
So she begins to frantically dance around. She begins to dance like no one is watching. She's going crazy, busting fucking moves all around Gloria. And Gloria's just standing there, like, watching coldly. You know,
yeah, she doesn't care about anything. During, like, the dance, Blinky rips out a handful of her own hair.
Like a chunk.
She rips off some of the fabric from the bottom of her skirt. And she is just,
she's getting
like,
witchy.
Yeah. She gets down on her knees in front of Gloria. And she, like, puts the hair in the cloth. And she takes out this purple powder from her bag. And she's like, oh, my God. Like, I fucking hate doing this. Like, it's the last, this purple powder, whatever it is, it's the only thing that can reverse this spell.
And she does not want to use it.
It's the last of it on the entire planet. She's going to have to use the last of it.
Yeah. Or else she will
shrink to nothing. On a
spell that
she didn't even have to do.
Yeah, why'd you do that?
It's classic example of waste. Like, she did something that then caused,
But she.
And we also see lots of shrinking in this book.
Yeah.
Lots of. Just a thought. He's playing with things.
Blinky, she like pours the powder over the hair and the cloth, and she is like crying and she's like, match, match, I need a match. Somebody please give me a match before I shrink into nothing. Thank God she switched Captain Bill first.
Yeah, literally, because Captain Bill, he had a match. He has everything in his pockets.
Yeah, he's got all those pockets.
But he's the only one there with a match. Otherwise, Blinky would have gone to nowhere. And then, honestly, Gloria would have been fine eventually because they would have gotten Glinda to do something.
Yeah.
But it's good that Blinky did it. So she is presented a match and she takes it and she strikes it.
A purple cloud rises from the flames and it like envelops Gloria.
Yeah.
And it goes from purple to like this rosy pink color. Ooh. And then they can like see through the smoke. And through the cloud, they can see Gloria like standing there just like, I don't know, almost like herself for a minute. Like it says she's like standing like proudly or something like that. Mm. And then her frosty heart becomes visible in her chest, just like last time when we could like see through her. But now it's frosty and it starts to grow brighter and warmer and the frost is gone. And then it's just this nice pink beating heart.
And it's beating again like a normal heart. And at this point, the smoke kind of like dissipates and like she just has this huge smile, like this like radiant, like perfect fucking smile.
She's Gloria again.
Yeah, she looks exactly like
herself.
Which
we never really knew the normal Gloria as readers, but
the way this book needs a movie.
I know.
We need someone to pick this up.
This is
Scarecrow of Oz. Change the name.
Yeah
just a new movie. It's its own thing.
But make it based off this story.
This is the first one, like for pretty much all of them, but like, oh, when they do the movie this, when they do the movie that. This is the first one that I'm like, no, I want to sit down and watch this in the theater. Like,
this would be so good.
And it's so ridiculous.
They'd have to change so much.
Yeah, there'd be a lot of changes. But the action, this is the best action in an Oz book. And there have been wars and murders, and this has been the best action.
The island.
Oh my God, the island. So much has happened.
I'm just like, I'm thinking about the whole book overall that I'm just like, in the cave, wait a sec.
Underwater lake, island.
We started in California and we were in a cave for 2 days before any of this could even happen. That's actually so crazy.
At this point, Pawn steps forward, and he's still kind of afraid because he's had such a big, like, rebuff from her recently.
Yeah, she's rejected him, like, 3 times.
But he kind of, like, reaches his arms out, and he's hopeful. He's, like, on the edge of tears, and she sees him, and she literally runs and leaps into his arms, and they embrace, and the crowd, like, it's so perfect and precious that the entire crowd literally like doesn't, they can't even look. They're just like, I like can't look at that.
They look away.
It is so pure and precious and like love. And that's not meant for my eyes. Like it's amazing. But then gorgeous. Blinky's little voice buzzes up and she's like,
ew.
Give me the box.
Someone step on her quick.
Literally.
The scarecrow looks down at Blinky. She is shorter than his knee. She's like the size of like the first part of his leg. The scarecrow. She's the scarecrow is probably not very tall. The scarecrow, without a word, he just takes out the other box. He sprinkles the contents over Blinky and Blinky stops shrinking, but she does not start growing back to her regular size.
We are told that Blinky knows that she will never be able to get back to her normal height. She will always be this size. So she is fucking pissed. And immediately she starts an incantation. And this incantation is so terrible that it will destroy half the population of Jinxland. And she's getting close to finishing. And she does. But then nothing happens. Because the second powder also took away all of her magical powers.
Damn, it's giving Mombi.
Yes.
It's giving the Gnome King.
Yes.
It's giving the fucking...
Where are we?
The Gnome King twice got his powers taken away.
We need a book with all three of these villains.
Where they have, like, we're coming back.
Like a fun little, like...
like a buddy comedy kind
of thing. Yeah. Exactly.
Bad Guys 3.
Bad Guys 3!
But, so Blinky, she is a third of her regular size less.
Yeah.
She is... powerless, she has no magic. And the scarecrow looks down at her and he's like, go home, Blinky. Oh
yeah.
Oof.
Oh, I mean, that's what she fucking gets.
Yeah. Literally, like, it's just crazy.
Like, if you just never did that, you would be chilling, doing whatever you've been doing this whole fucking time.
Yes.
She but could be Glinda. She could be Glinda right now with her power.
And you decided to freeze some innocent girl's heart for no reason.
Because you're just evil.
Yeah.
And for literally, oh my God. Because it's not even. You're under arrest. Like, the power of Ozma compels you. It is just go away. Nobody wants you here.
We actually are literally don't want to see it anymore.
The Scarecrow says, you're just an old woman and you have no power to do evil.
Oh my God. She. Yeah. Are we going to need a backstory?
He's like, go do some.
God. No.
He's like, a little advice. Like, it's more fun to do good things than evil things. So why don't you just, like, spend the rest of your life as an old woman looking for something good to do? Bye.
And Blinky sobs and runs away.
And no one was sorry for her in the slightest. Is literally the last sentence is, and not one who saw her go was at all sorry for her. And I'm not either.
I'm not. It's a little sad to imagine a tiny, tiny old woman running away.
But it's like,
but when
the,
you know what she did, yeah, it's not sad.
It's like with the Gnome King. Yeah. Like, the Gnome King was such an evil piece of shit. But then it was like when he lost everything, we were all kind of like,
Alfred Baum really knows how to, like, humiliate someone.
Yeah, he's got anger in his heart.
Something's up. But he's like, something he needs a revenge story
within me.
But that is the end of chapter 19, The Conquest of the Witch. And Blake, what would you conquest that?
A heartwarming moment.
Oh, okay. Chapter 20, Queen Gloria.
Me snapping.
The next morning, the Scarecrow sends for all of the people of Jinxland to assemble in the throne room. And when they all arrive, the Scarecrow is sitting on the throne and wearing the crown. Princess Gloria is sitting in a lower chair beside the throne. She looks radiant.
Why is it lower?
Well, she's not the king yet. Right now, Scarecrow's in charge.
Pawn sits in another low chair on the other side of the Scarecrow. So they're like on either side of him because they're the two royal heirs.
That's right.
But Pawn is also at this point like kind of looking depressed because he's like, you know, and I don't know what they did last night, but for some reason he's like, you know, Gloria's like obviously going to be queen. Like, she's not going to want to be with me. She's going to realize like how wrong this was for her from the start.
Like, literally shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I mean, he did just endure 3 days with the person he loves.
Of rejection.
Like,
but
fully. And I know he knows.
It has nothing
I know
to do
knows,
with her.
But like just being able to see her like that probably fucked him up.
Whatever, you big baby. You just got her back. Like, let's go a full 24 hours before we go, you're too good for me, Gloria.
Yeah, enough of that. We don't want to hear you cry.
But honestly, Gloria's fine as fuck. She is too good for him. well, we haven't seen Pawn with a shower, but... So Cap'n Bill and Trot, they're sitting at the Scarecrow's feet. And Button Bright, he's off wandering around somewhere, as always.
Yeah,
but
he got lost before breakfast.
But he's like, I will... Like, we do learn that he ends up before the end of, like, what we're reading. So I don't know when he comes in or where he is right now, but just know that by the end of the scene, he will be there.
Okay. Magic.
But at the back of the throne is a row of orcs, and the orc, like our orc, is standing in the middle of them all.
Yeah, so they're guarding the throne, and there's also some guards.
They're
some
about
orcs
to get some medals
palace.
Of honor.
Yeah, seriously.
Literally, they did everything.
Yeah.
But when everybody gets there, the Scarecrow gives a speech and just kind of explains what's going on. And he does a recap that Gloria's father, King Kind, had ruled Jinxland, and everyone loved him. He was destroyed by King Fierce, Pawn's father. So Scarecrow acknowledges that Pawn's dad destroyed this guy. But then King Fierce was destroyed by King Cruel, who everybody knows that we hate. And he's like, so because of all this, the only person fit for the throne is...
In my opinion.
Yes, in his opinion, is daughter of King Kind, Gloria. But he's a stranger, so he can't decide. And he's like, so you guys got to figure the fuck out.
He asks the people who they want their new ruler to be. Apparently, they do it by like applause ranking.
Yeah. There's like a little like applause meter at the back that like goes like way up.
It's at the end of 8 Mile.
Like, oh my god!
And fucking Scarecrow's like, all right, cool.
We got this
and
guy
what
over
about
here.
For my boy Rabbit? And they're all like, and he's like, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Anyway. Cut that. So the Scarecrow asks who they want their new ruler to be, and the people are all like, Scarecrow, like, we want Scarecrow.
They're all chanting for Scarecrow. They actually base who they're gonna rule them on the last 24 hours. Because they're obsessed with the Scarecrow fucking coming in.
The only time they've ever seen the Scarecrow, he was tied up and being lit on fire. So I don't know what was so impressive about
him. You saw this man. The only, you should be cheering for the orcs.
Exactly. Yeah, we want the orc to be right.
I literally thought the orc was going to come in and rule this place.
Ugh.
But alas, the Scarecrow shakes his head so hard that it almost falls off. And he's like, no. I don't belong here. I'm just the servant.
Yeah, he's
of
like,
Ozma.
I'm gonna go back and be the fucking vice treasury or whatever.
Yeah,
of Oz.
He's like,
I don't know what this jinx land is.
First of all, ew.
It was really hard to get here, and you guys are really weird.
Yeah,
but he said though that they need to pick one of their own. So there's a few people who shouted for Pawn, and they're like, oh, we want Pawn, but the vast majority, the applause-o-meter was way higher for Gloria. So by audience applause vote, Gloria is nominated as queen of Jinxland.
Good for you, Gloria. She got the popular vote.
She did.
At least they're not sexist because they could have just chose the guy. But they're Pawns are like, slaves.
I thought he was the gardener.
Like, I've seen him. I didn't even know his name was
Pawn. I used to like spit on him.
Yeah.
Like water this gardener's boy.
Yeah.
So the Scarecrow leads Gloria by the hand to the throne. He sits her down in the throne. He takes the crown off and he puts it on her head. And the people are like, yeah, fuck yeah. and they all bow to her. And Gloria, like, Pawn is like sitting on like, I don't know, lower than her. But she like takes
way
him by
lower.
The hand. She takes him by the hand. She guides him up and she sits him down beside her.
Aww.
And she's like, Jinxland has a king and a queen. Pawn is the son of a king, and he's my one true love, and we will rule.
Did she just propose?
She just proposed.
Yeah. Oh my god!
And everyone loves this. Aww. And Pawn realizes this is the most important moment of his entire life.
Yeah, everything's gonna change. Yeah. Everything changes.
I remember, you know, I really took for granted those days where the love of my life publicly acknowledged me in front of an entire kingdom and then also like sat me on a throne and told me that I was going to be the king for the rest of my life. Like, I really took that for granted.
You never know, that's your high.
I'm glad that he realizes that's the most important day of his life because
we pass
these precious moments over. Fucking Pawn. And like, honestly, I liked him the whole book and now I hate his fucking guts.
You're going crazy.
So Cap'n Bill, Trot, Button Bright, they congratulate Pawn on winning Gloria's love. The orc rolls his eyes. He thinks Gloria could do better. And the Scarecrow is like, guards, bring me King Cruel.
Yeah. Next up, King Cruel. March him in. And he's covered in chains. He's like in his little prison outfit, but it's not cute or
like,
sexy.
If my life were important, I would ask, will I live or die?
He definitely doesn't look as good as him.
Oh, he doesn't look a thing like Donny Osmond.
Oh.
But as they drag King Cruel through, the people hiss at him. Yeah. They literally like pull away so that their clothes don't accidentally touch him.
Yeah. And King Cruel is not himself. He is looking distraught. And rightly so. He's a prisoner.
Six hours in prison.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck him.
But he is very lucky. Because Gloria and Pawn are so happy that they're not feeling very revengeful. And they offer him a role as the gardener's boy because that position has recently been vacated. But he has to swear to do good and change his name from Cruel to Gruel. Which I kind of love. Yeah.
It's giving Mean Girls.
And Gruel eagerly accepts the new position.
Yeah. He's like, gruel,
gruel, gruel, gruel. me gruel.
So Pawn changes into clothes that are fit for a king, and he gives his old brown smock to Gruel. He doesn't even get a new brown
this
smock.
This thing he's been wearing for like years. He's like, here you go, Gruel.
And Gruel's like, thank you, sir. Yeah. I'm going to go water the roses.
Me, Gruel, I'm going to go water the roses. Gruel,
Gruel, Gruel, Gruel, So the rest of the day is reserved for partying and feasting.
Yeah.
The brass band, they play a new song they wrote called The Orc Trot, and it's in honor of Queen Gloria. And like, Gloria and Pawn are like, all right, everybody, on your feet. We're doing the orc trot. One, two, follow me. One, two, around the floor, shuffle in diagonal. So Trot, Cap'n Bill, Button Bright, and the orcs are like, oh, we don't need to do that. So they go to a nearby, they go to a nearby park.
For them, it's more than a party. It's more like, okay, well, now what?
Yeah, we did what we were supposed to do here. Yeah. And honestly, everyone is giving the orc his flowers. Like, Cap'n Bill is like, hey, dude, you rock.
Obsessed.
We are so happy that we met you. Like, I would still be a grasshopper today. I would still be in a cave.
Scarecrow would be dead.
Yeah, Scarecrow is like...
Scarecrow would be dead. Cap'n Bill and Trot would be dead. The thing Button is, Bright would be dead.
Yeah. If it wasn't for the orc, Cap'n Bill and Trot would have died in a cave 8 days ago, and none of the other stuff would have ever happened.
Yeah. And then if anything in between, if he had left, they would have died.
I think
they would have died five times.
I think the orc is probably, I'm going to say it, Mr. Flipper is my favorite character.
Oh, I love him. Honestly, he's so impressive. Like, he's amazing. As far as animal companions go,
and he's the only one that's thinking straight.
Yes. Yeah. Like, he's the most reasonable.
I've liked our animal companions. I like Hank. I like the Woozy. I like the Sawhorse. I like Jim. I like Eureka. Like, I like the animal companions. But honestly,
all those animals are caricatures.
Eureka can die.
The orc is a man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A man.
Horror.
So yeah, they're just like thanking the orc, and the scarecrow also, he's like, dude, I would have been burnt to a crisp if you weren't there. And Trot is like, Trot agrees. And Button Bright's like, and I'd still be lost if you didn't save me. Like,
oh,
everyone
really
is like, hey, dude, you rock, we love you so much.
And the orc is just like, you know, friends must stand together. Like, that's the only way forward.
Oh my
But I actually have to go home now because my uncle has a surprise party and I promise I would attend.
He has better people at home. He has
He
has good
He's
people
the worst
everywhere.
Of the orcs and he's still so good.
He doesn't want any of this.
Yeah, he literally he wanted to go home, and thank God he ran into these people because they did inadvertently guide
Help
him home through a series
they
of
both,
extremely
they all
strange
did.
Encounters.
That's true. He never, well, maybe not never, but he wouldn't have found home so easily.
Yeah, so it's good for him too, but he wants to go home.
Captain Bill's like, or no, the Scarecrow is like, that's really too bad, because I know we were just talking about all of the great things you've done, but I was really hoping that you could carry us across the mountains.
Wow.
And the orc is like, how'd you get here? You came across the mountains. How did you get here then? Scarecrow's like, well, okay, there's a whole magic rope, and I scaled the mountain, and there
he's
was
like, I don't know if I'll be able to find another spider.
Yeah, yeah. Well, then he was like, but I don't think Trot, Cap'n Bill, and Button Bright can do that. He
so
was like,
what
be difficult
was
or impossible.
The plan? Glinda.
Also, where the fuck is Glinda? Like,
Glinda said, here is a bag of tricks for you, Scarecrow. It's one powder to shrink a person, one powder to stop shrinking a person,
and take their magic
and
away.
Two pills that make a spider's shit a little bit more firm for you to walk across. Go rescue these people. And he didn't have a follow-up question. He didn't say, how do I rescue them with these things? Because then you probably would have been like, oh, you're right. That only got you there.
You're right. Okay. I closed my eyes. Now they're in Oz. It's fine.
Yeah. She's like, what are we? Wait, why were we doing this?
I mean, you know what? Let's just not go down this road anyway. Because we've beaten it with we've I am beat so, a dead horse on
I'm just whatever. I'm mad at her. Literally, Glinda has a book. Like, at least Ozma has a fucking TV. Glinda just sits around reading all day. Get your fucking shoe leather on the ground. Get out there. Go
get
do,
your ass up.
Do
and
a
work.
Loop and see what's going on. Why is everyone coming to you all the time? Go to the Emerald City twice a month, three times, really. Anyway. Oh my god, they just have no government. The orc hears the scarecrow's request and he's like, if you guys are down to leave right now and like fly through the night, like, yeah, we'll carry you over the mountain and dump you on the other side. And honestly, for whatever reason why, like, everyone's like, oh, like, now? Why, like, right this second? Like, why not right this second?
Yeah, but I mean, it is nighttime. Yeah. But other than that,
if the orc can do it, then what does it matter?
Well, but just go.
The orc is like, yeah, we're really tired from the whole saving Jinxland thing. We really want to get home. It's a long journey back to Orkland. We have a party to go to. Like, you just asked us for a favor on top of all of the favors we've already
done
for
you. So we're leaving now.
So it's now, or else have fun with the spider. And so they're like, okay, okay, like, we'll go now. Because, like, Trot really wants to see Oz, and Cap'n Bill has had literally the worst time in his entire life in Jinxland.
Yeah, so, and they, like, can't go anywhere else. I mean, there's no... Yeah. Yeah. But Button Bright's missing.
Oh. Oh, my...
Oh.
Yeah. And
why can't he just stay in one place?
It's a good question. And
so, search montage.
Yeah. And they search everywhere. Like, the orcs are like, wait, no, now. And they were like, well... We have to take 45 minutes to look for Button Bright, but we still can't say goodbye to the fucking Pawn and Gloria.
Yeah, literally just go over and say goodbye to your friends and go. But also, like, Button Bright's not actually part of your crew, so you can
I guess that's
go.
They can't true. Leave a little boy I behind. Know. He's a child. And also, like, he's friends with Cap'n Bill and Trot already, like, from before time.
Oh, yeah.
Cap'n Bill doesn't even know that little boy. He's been a grasshopper most of the book.
No, but they knew from when they met in the sky.
In the other
Cap'n Bill,
stories.
He didn't know. He only knew Trot.
Oh.
That's the impression I got. Go back and listen to episode 54. I don't remember what.
Yeah, like, I have no clue.
So,
never read the books.
Finally, Trot does find Button Bright. He's sitting with the band at the party. He's banging on a drum with the bone of a turkey leg. And he's like, hey,
wait,
Trot.
Who's doing this?
This is Button Bright.
Oh,
and he's like,
my.
He's like, hey, Trot, look at me. I'm playing the drums with an actual drumstick. And
oh, so you think you're funny.
Trot literally grabs him and she's like, come on,
let's
go.
Come on, we're going to Oz.
We're going to Oz, let's go.
And he's like, he asks what the hurry is, but she just grabs him.
Yeah, she's like, let's like
no
she's like honestly irritated. She's like, I'm 3 and a half, you're 4. Like, why am I dragging you? But so they get back to where everyone's waiting for them. They all climb onto an orc and they fly off to the land of Oz. It takes like no time at all. They pass over the mountains. They land on the other side. And Scarecrow's like, safe and sound in the land of Oz.
And Cap'n Bill's like, it looks just like anywhere else. Like, this isn't that special.
Like, you've been talking about this Oz thing so hard.
And the Scarecrow has a good point, which is like, hey, like, we're in the far south. Like, this is, like, the edge of Quadling country. This isn't the good part. It's pretty, but, like, this isn't the part that's, like, wowie wow.
Yeah, there's nothing here.
And as the Scarecrow is saying this, he is cut off by the whirring of tail feathers and wind. And the orcs call, good night. As they fly away.
Oh, they're like,
because they're
gone.
Like, deuces, guys.
We did what we had to do.
Yeah. And Trot cries a thank you after them, and she's sad because she's like, oh, fuck. Like, we didn't even get to, like, thank them for everything. But they don't need to thank them. They did it because they knew it was the right thing.
Yeah. I wish they would have said,
I do wish they would have said goodbye.
Okay, we have to go now. It was really nice meeting
But in
you
orc
all.
Culture, it's different. It just is.
Orc culture.
They didn't even think they needed to say goodbye to Pawn or Gloria. So they're just in
oh,
and
yeah,
out
that's
people.
True. Yeah, now we're just done with everything's happening so quick.
Yeah, no, just they're just tying it all up so quick, but then more happens. So the Scarecrow is like, all right, well, like, let's find somewhere to pass the night. Like, I know how you meet people, like, to close your eyes and lie
meet
still
people.
When it's dark outside.
So,
crazy. Trot at this point, Trot is tired and she's like, dude, we can just sleep under some trees. Yeah. And Scarecrow's like, oh, no, 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 no worries. Like, let's just walk down the road. We'll see if we can find a house. And Trot's like, oh, Okay.
But they do.
Almost immediately.
And so he knows what he's doing, I guess.
This is a somewhat familiar situation to me. Because it's completely dark outside, and they find this house.
Oh, no.
They knock at the door, and there's no answer.
Ghost house.
And the scarecrow opens the door and goes in. And the room fills with a soft light that comes is coming from nowhere. And in the center of the room is a table set with three beautiful, smoking, piping hot dishes. All these meals. Trot and Button Bright are fucking, what the hell? And there's like no stove, no kitchen. The food is just there. No one to cook it. It's empty.
Yeah. Button Bright says, eh, it's a fairyland past the muffins.
And he tosses his hat in the corner and jumps on the table. But and
Trot like looks around the room. And on the wall across from the table, there's like this gold frame. And inside it are letters that just say welcome. And so she's like, I guess like we're guests and I feel comfortable eating this food now.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Whatever so makes they, you feel better.
Yeah. I know.
So they sit down. There's only three seats. Doesn't matter. Scarecrow doesn't have muscles. and he doesn't eat. So they sit down, they eat until they're absolutely stuffed because since they got sucked down a whirlpool, they've eaten like hot molasses and popcorn. And they did have a feast at King Cruel's, but it must not have been as good.
I guess it wasn't as good, yeah. Because this is it tells us it's the best food they've had since they went down the whirlpool, which I believe it sounds very good. They have, a dish of ice cream appears next to Trot's plate. Mm. And she says, oh, yeah, this is a fairyland for sure. There's ice cream that pops up.
Button Bright's like, I've been here before. Yeah. I told you I've been here before. Yeah. This is a fairyland. After dinner, they each choose one of three bedrooms and lie down to sleep, which I thought was crazy because, like, Oz houses don't really have bedrooms like that usually.
Yeah, and the... Okay, so the house that I'm thinking of is the one that...
The invisible people with the wolf?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yes, sorry.
That's what I was kind of thinking. Yeah. But they were all sleeping in basically the same room.
It was just like three multiple beds in one room.
Not bedrooms.
So... I'm glad that you remember
that. And
that
was Polychrome.
That was in the Patchwork Girl.
Patchwork Girl.
So it was Ojo, the Ojo. Glass Cat.
And Unknunky.
Patchwork Girl. Not Unknunky, because he was stone.
Oh, you're right.
Who was with Scraps?
Scraps, Ojo,
maybe it
Glass
was
Cat.
Just Scraps, the Cat, and Ojo. Oh.
No, he wasn't with them, but the phonograph.
He was trying to be.
Well, anyway, it is exact. I thought it was like that. It turns out it's not that. I'll just say it. It's obviously kind of different already.
Yeah.
But like, I thought, wow, this is crazy. They're bringing back this weird magical thing that happened, which I thought was really interesting. And then it's not even that. And I was like, okay. Because they just go to bed.
He's so good at doing that.
I know. He makes you think he knows what he's doing, and then he's actually not doing anything at all.
So... Trot and Cap'n Bill each choose a room. Button Bright gets his own room. And Trot and Cap'n Bill... I mean, Button Bright doesn't give a fuck about anything ever. But Trot and Cap'n Bill, for the first time in, like, over a week, are laying down and going to sleep feeling like nothing is chasing me. Like, I'm not lost. I am safe. And I can actually go the fuck to sleep.
And they know they're in the Land of Oz. And so they know they're safe, too. So it's very comforting. And that is the end of chapter 20, Queen Gloria. And Blake, what would you call that?
Jinxland's crowning glory.
Chapter 21, Dorothy, Betsy, and Ozma.
I know. Literally.
The girl.
Do you know that song is in my Spotify Wrapped?
Oh, my God.
Okay. So I can do this really fast for you.
Oh my God.
We're reminded that the Emerald City is so beautiful. It's in the center of the Land of Oz. We're reminded that Princess Ozma's palace is like a city. She invites her most special friends to come and live there with her. We talk about how beautiful Ozma is, how much everybody loves her and respects her.
She's also sweet and generous and noble.
We talk about that. We talk about how great Dorothy is. She's Ozma's best friend. She's the second most loved princess in Oz.
And she's a princess also. Yes. And also
princess
a country girl.
Dorothy.
We're reminded she has had many adventures in Oz. She introduced Ozma to most of her most important courtiers. Mm-hmm. Elfrinkbaum also reminds us about Betsy Bobbin. She's from the outside world. She's still adjusting to life in Oz because we just got her last time.
Yeah. I wonder how long it's been. Because I get the impression
4 months?
Okay, I was going to say not even a year, I don't think, since Betsy arrived. So she's still settling in. She's still a little shy. But one day, you know, so they all live in the marvelous land of Oz. We get that. And they all live in the Emerald City. And one day, Betsy and Dorothy are just sitting in like the Ozma's apartments, and they're looking at the magic picture. We all know the magic picture is like a security camera for anywhere in the world, and the girls aren't really looking at anything specific. I thought this was interesting. They're just channel surfing. They're just checking it out like it's TV.
It has never worked this way before, but it because what I always thought was that it's just a painting, but if Ozma looks at it and says Dorothy, then she'll see Dorothy. But
that
it's just a painting otherwise. But
that's what
this,
I pictured too.
Apparently, they just sit there and watch it, and it just jumps from thing to thing. They're not asking for anything.
So it's like the book, kind of, where it's just
it's like the book, where it's just everything.
Doing it, yeah.
But like, I feel like they have to like ask it to like search channel.
Maybe it's
you
like
know?
DVR. You can rewind.
Yeah. Oh my god. They
like,
wish.
Show me heaven.
But they're just watching it. So they're just doing entertainment TV right now. And there's all sorts of stuff happening. But then all of a sudden, something interesting happens.
Dorothy is like, that's Button Bright.
And Ozma comes over and she's like, what? Like,
yeah,
what's Button Bright doing?
Why is Button Bright there?
And Betsy doesn't know who Button Bright is, so Dorothy explains he's just this little boy who, you know.
Yeah, she's like, he's that little boy right there who's climbing off the back of that weird bird thing. And she's like, Ozma, what is that thing?
And Ozma tells us that's an orc.
She knows.
And we are, which is interesting, and we are told now that they are watching the scene of the orc and the three big birds taking the friends from the Bumpy Man to Jinxland.
So the timeline.
So this is a flashback.
Yeah, we're back.
We are back. They just arrived in Jinxland.
We just got to Jinxland. And you know how many crazy fucking things happened there?
They've been watching the whole thing?
The whole time?
They just happen to start watching when they land. So Ozma is like, oh, I wonder why those strangers from the outside world and Button Bright are going to Jinxland like, that's not a very fun place. It's ruled by a wicked king. To which I say she knew. She knew that
well,
Jinxland.
She didn't do nothing.
And she.
Dorothy is like, okay, that girl and that one-legged man look like they're from the outside world. So this can't be good. And Betsy's like, he's not one-legged. He has a wooden leg. And Dorothy's like, that's just as bad. Which, woof.
Yeah.
Just
whoa, ableist.
Ozma, yeah, she's like three mortals in Jinxland. This is not good.
Yeah.
So thankfully, she goes to her bed. She reaches under it. She pulls out the magic belt and she says, 1, 2, 3, bring them back. Just kidding. Nothing
the
like that.
The magic belt doesn't exist anymore.
Where'd it go?
Like, I'm convinced. They're introducing it again.
They're not. I don't think they ever will. I think that because it is so powerful, Glinda said, we're going to destroy that, and they threw it into the mountain with fire.
Dorothy,
that's
they took it to Mordor.
Yeah.
They Dorothy. Said only one person can rule this belt.
Dorothy's like, what can we do to help them? And Ozma's like, okay, let's keep watching them on the TV.
Yeah.
So that's what they do for days and
well,
days.
Well, no, because what happens is for some reason the scene shifts and they see the scarecrow going over the mountain and they're like, oh, okay.
Oh, Glinda must have sent him.
Yeah. Which they, yeah, they're
so
like,
they're
okay,
like, so we're just going to kick our legs up and eat some ice cream.
Yeah, so then they grab the popcorn and they do a movie marathon of Cap'n Bill, Trot,
it's the trilogy.
And fucking Button Bright. Yeah,
they watch
yeah.
Trot, extended Button cut. Bright, and Cap'n Bill being tortured in Jinxland like it's a fucking soap opera. Yeah. Like they're watching like an episode of Survivor. Dorothy and Ozma are so impressed by Cap'n Bill and Trot. They also watch in fear, all holding on to each other as the Scarecrow is about to be burned
to death.
They're
best friends.
Yeah.
They're
just
best
like,
friends.
They're just like, oh no, I can't believe the producers would do that this season. Yeah. But then the orcs fly in. But then
this.
The orcs fly in and they're like, yay, yay.
Yeah.
Ozma is the ruler of the fucking country. And she's sitting here watching. Jinxland is Oz Wyatt.
Everyone I know. Everyone needs to be arrested in that village right now.
So,
right now.
He's a politician. We don't do political murder in Oz.
No. But the thing that's crazy is that then Ozma's like, oh, thank God the orc saved everybody. You know what? Go get the wizard. And I'm like, so now you're getting the wizard? Like, now that everything's saved,
they've been watching
you're in the
for
wizard?
4 days.
So if he just died, what would you have done? Would you have gotten the wizard?
I guess, like,
or would you just kept on being like, oh no.
Like,
oh,
I'm
literally
so mad at Ozma and Glinda because if they want girl power, they have to use it. With girl power comes girl responsibility.
You cannot just hold your girl power. You have to use your girl power.
We're not holding, space for girl power.
God, no. Use it or lose it, ladies.
Oh my God.
So she kind of does because... she actually uses the wizard's power, but at this point, the orcs have dropped the friends off in Oz. So now, or like in mainland Oz. So like everything is totally fine now. And Oz is like, hey, wizard, like send them a place to sleep. So the wizard, like, who's not as powerful as Glinda, but has really strong powers, sends that comfy house that they end up sleeping in. So that's where that came from.
The next morning, Dorothy asks Ozma, she's like, oh, should we go and welcome the strangers and show them the way to the Emerald City?
Yeah.
Because we're still going to fucking make them walk, apparently.
I know. Isn't that insane?
And Ozma is like, you and Betsy can go with the sawhorse and the wagon to go meet them. But I have like a really important meeting with Jack Pumpkinhead and Professor H.M. Wogglebug T.E. So like I'm stuck at the palace today, unfortunately. Yeah. And I'm like, why couldn't you have scheduled your important meetings during your TV watching time?
Yeah, you actually had so much free time this week, it sounds like. Yeah. Or not even week. Like, say a couple days.
She's like taking off her sweatpants and she's like, sorry, Dorothy, so busy.
God. The thing is, she was putting these things off for days during her binge watching. Yeah. And so now she has to go to the office.
I'm sorry, why did Jack Pumpkinhead and H.M. Wogglebug T.E. in the same meeting?
Well, that's two of Tip / Ozma's oldest friends and comrades.
You're right, they're from the same book.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, that's why.
Oh my God. She's like, hey, dads.
Oh my God.
But Ozma's like, but Dorothy, like, you totally do that. Go. And if you leave soon, like, you'll probably get there around the same time as them to Glinda's palace. And Dorothy's like, okay, cool. Like, yeah, I'll go get Betsy.
Yeah. And do you guys remember a red wagon being involved before?
Never, ever.
I don't either, but they're saying it like it exists.
With capital R, capital W, red wagon.
Yeah.
What? Like, what?
So it's scaring me.
It's the Gump couches.
There's something that's going to come up next episode that will explain my question more. But anyway, that's it. But that's the end of chapter 21, Dorothy, Betsy, and Ozma. And Blake, what would you call that?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Not the magic belt, apparently. Thank you for listening to Oz Hour. Please join us next time as we continue with Chapter 22, The Waterfall. Please rate, review, and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts, and follow us on Instagram and TikTok at Oz Hour Podcast for the latest on everything Oz. Oz Hour, created and hosted by Blake Stone and Wyatt Swingham, co-hosted by Hannah Aguirre, audio production by Charlie Johnson, theme music written and performed by Rudy Klobus, cover art by Valentin Lucas.